Welcome to Polycast, an official podcast of a Poulton Civilization site. Extra on Focus Alpha Centauri.
Which would you say is your favorite story that you've written?
Probably the one that really kind of grabbed me the most were actually two. One was Godwinson's Hope, which was about the Believers. I've mentioned that I really don't like the Believers, think that their faction is kind of unpleasant. And so I took that idea and turned it on its head. And I tried to specifically think of a situation where the Believers were at their best. And in that short story, I basically tried to show Miriam Godwinson not as a vicious, bloodthirsty, I will sheathe my sword in the beating hearts of my enemy type of person, but as a person of true compassion and someone who honestly believes with every fiber of her being with her faith and can use that to reach out with compassion to those around her. And that's not how you see her in the game, but you can see elements of that, even if it's overshadowed by how her faction play. Just like you were saying, Darsnan, where if you are by the Believers of the Hive, you know you're in for a rough ride. And the other one was probably one of the first ones I did, which was The Interview, which kind of looked into the malign heart of Chairman Yang and how he treats a peacekeeper city that he's conquered. And kind of how he would view and how he would treat the people around him essentially as vessels for his thoughts and raw cannon fodder, kind of the very dark nature of the Hive. Rich material to play with.
Yeah, that was interesting. Googly posted that one when you posted it on a different forum, was it?
Yeah, I posted that one originally over on the Abraxas forum, before that one completely devolved into a mud-slinging, unpleasant fight between unpleasant and nasty individuals. And it sunk under its own weight.
Gotcha.
So it didn't take me long to cover Apollon and realize it's a much more pleasant and less fractious place to be. You're right. Googly found it and he salvaged me from having to spend all my time over there.
It's probably for the best. I think that forum disappeared around December of 99, right?
Yeah, it didn't last very long.
Because I remember that there was a big deal because Alpha Centauri Online and then Apollyton basically were two sort of competing forums for that community.
Yeah, have kind of gone their own way, and I think Apollyton's the last man or last person standing.
Yeah, I mean, Apollyton has better coverage than even like Civ Fanatics did for Alpha Centauri. Apollyton really just had all the people there to make it a very vibrant community.
Yep, quite true.
What can be done with the dedicated slots, such as for like the Battle Ogre's Unity Rover in the Alpha X text file?
Yeah, I guess there are several different ideas there, concepts or thoughts in that sense there. One of the things I've tried to do is present themed sets of units sort of linked together so that they go with the stories that I generate. My stories are, of course, nowhere near on par with people like Hydro and other things of that nature there, but I do have a running theme for a lot of the scenarios that I generate. They all try and change the dedicated slots. I try to sometimes follow it where it's themed units. They all have a common background. Nerve gas was always one of my enjoyable things that I used to like to throw in there. Especially the aliens, they would use nerve gas to no end if they had it available to them. Battle Ogre MK3. How many people here have ever potted Battle Ogre MK3? Yeah, I don't think I ever have either. So it's relatively a useless slot. But the one thing about the Battle Ogre MK3 was it had a level 3 reactor with it. So what I was doing, I started using it as a fungal missile. It made it available whenever the fungal missile was available in the game. So all of a sudden you had a level 3 reactor fungal missile available, and the AI did use that as far as I was concerned. They'd build them and sling them around, and it was fun to throw at the AIs as well and see how they dealt with that.
In editing in the faction text files, there's something about like ghost secret projects and limiting air movement.
Yeah, there's two different sets of files that you can edit as far as compensating for the AIs. First off, the individual faction text files, edit those. And something that I came up with, which was based on Cody's discovery, that changes to the faction's text file are imprinted onto game save files. And so what I did was I tried to mimic each of the effects of the secret projects in a faction.txt file. And so I came up with this document that essentially ran down each of the various secret projects, and then how do you manipulate the faction.txt files in order to present essentially the effects of a secret project. That was encapsulating each of the various things that you can do with the faction.txt files. As far as the alfax.txt file, why, of course, here again, limiting the air movement. Once human players discover air power and get choppers out there, why, then AI just cannot compete. So how do you go about assisting the AI in the sense? One of the things you can do is, in the alfax.txt file, is limit the air movement. By that, as far as limiting the chopper movement, limiting the airfoil chop unit, as well as the range of the airdrop capability. The last thing was something that Chaos Theory actually was the one that first discovered it, which was cheapened units, which in the units section of the alfax.txt file, one of the fields within that area assigns a cost to each unit. And you can lessen that to make the unit easier to build as far as the number of rows of minerals in order to build that specific unit. So if you cheapen it significantly, then even though the AI likes to spam out a lot of worthless units, they can still build these units and still make it viable for themselves.
How to play test scenarios? Like, how would you best play test them?
The way that I play test scenarios is I start out with a relatively basic map, and I throw the units on there, and I have an idea of what I want. By that I mean I want the AI to behave certain ways, each of the AI factions, and I want to have the humans sort of channeled or funneled in a certain direction when I'm generating the scenario. So I'll have a very rudimentary map at the first iteration of the testing, and I'll run through that, and I'll play it out, and either the AIs just don't respond, or else I'll play it deeper because the AIs are responding the way that I like until I'm satisfied with the first iteration. Then I'll go back and I'll develop the map more so, and then I'll tweak the AIs to get them focused on each aspect that I want them to do, and if I need to, I'll regenerate the game using any additions to the alfax.txt file. Typically, the units field will expand when I'm playtesting because I come up with all these neat ideas that I like to throw in there. And of course, anytime that happens, you then have to regenerate the scenario from there because the units are impressed on the game at the beginning of the scenario generation.
Besides AI formats, another basic units I added to Smenek was an AI probe team. One of the weaknesses of the AI, besides terraforming, is also they're really bad at probing you. They just walk their probes right at your base without trying to be sneaky or something, so you can just kill them easily. So my solution to this was that I gave them grass tufts so that they could easily move over fungus without getting stuck all the time. I also gave them a fly defense armor. This meant that you couldn't just kill them with any military units. You actually had to attack with a unit with a high morale or a protein with high morale. So basically the playing field was leveled and the AI had the chance to actually probe you if you didn't counter it effectively with high morale units. The units also often used by Googly, the probe 4 and the probe cruiser. They also sometimes managed to actually mind control a base of you away.
Yes, that actually was one of the more unpleasant findings when I first started playing the mod, is all of a sudden the AI was probing me and doing all sorts of unpleasant, nasty things, and I was completely and utterly shocked when I first saw some of the probe foils running around the seas and realized that, you know, if I didn't protect my sea bases and my bases that were adjacent to the sea, the AIs were going to have their way with me. That basically made me have to ratchet up my game a little bit.
So you actually have to put probes in all your bases, just like you would do when playing against a human player. That has succeeded pretty well, I think.
Yes, and they are, like you said, extremely difficult to kill, so you can't just put a basic probe or have a little scout and expect to take them out. Because if you do, you will learn the error of your ways, and they will then take you out anyway. So it just basically keeps you on your toes. Because I developed all sorts of lazy bad habits because I knew the AI wasn't up to snuff, and all of a sudden I find that it's basically competing with me and can inflict damage on me that I wasn't otherwise expecting.
I also meet some super AIs which were very good at population booming. They got their +2 growth, etc.
Those actually are helpful because you can't run over those AIs because they have fairly significant growth and production bonuses, in addition to some of the other tweaks that have been made to the mod to make the AI much more functional. If you're not careful, you can find yourself getting run over if you don't change your ways and unlearn some of the bad habits you might have gotten over the years.
Copyright 2008, Appleton Civilization Site and Appleton.net.